folks, 'tis that time on a Friday when we take a peek at the imbeciles. They certainly have earned their due. It's called The Tool Shed. And before I roll out the trifecta of nominees, we bring in the landlord with the combination and the key to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with the hoodie, a Bill Belichick. Yeah, he got his mumbling in a tizzy this morning when he was repeatedly asked about Antonio Brown. He just wanted to talk about the Jets, and I'm tired of answering this. We're only talking about on-field things. And, of course, we know the guy was accused this morning of, as of this morning, some pretty disgusting behavior, compounded with the latest revelation that he sent some borderline intimidating text messages to the woman who's accused him of making improper and forceful sexual advances. And of course, the media is doing their job, asking Belichick how he balances prepping for a game while dealing with a player who may be a vile, disgusting human being. A player who, by the way, you know, Belichick also likes to ask, like, act like, well, you know, he just was landed here. It was like an alien landed here, and it's not like we pursued him. It's like, you know, we all know that he has final say in personnel decisions. It's like, dude, it's your guy. We have questions. Don't give us this Mumbles Johansson crap. But now we found out that Antonio Brown is gone. He's been released from the New England Patriots. All right, next up, now former Yankee right-hander Domingo Herman. So first they had to place this imbecile on administrative leave under the domestic violence policy. And remember, that's been approved not only by the teams and owners, but the Major League Baseball Players Union. That's collectively bargained. And let's face it, the silence from the Herman camp and the Yankee front office speaks volumes. You haven't heard a denial. You haven't heard a lawyer say, you know, I can't wait till this goes through the courts and my client is cleared. That may come, but they're following a script kind of along the lines of, we fully support the measures being taken by the commissioner's office. And I get the whole let the judicial process run its course. But that does not negate logic and the fact that it's not difficult to avoid a bad domestic violence circumstance, especially if you're the perpetrator. And kudos to Yankee manager Aaron Boone, who addressed it head on, unlike Belichick, talked about setting baseball aside. And he said the issue of domestic violence should stop you in your tracks. And the team announced that not only was he put on administrative leave, that happened earlier this week, he's done for the year. He shan't be playing. Next up, and our final one, now former wrestling referee Alan Mahoney. You might not remember the name. I think you'll remember the story. He's the genius from Jersey, get in line, right? And he was officiating a match between the Buena High School and Oak Crest in the southern part of the Garden State when he was put off by one of the athletes, Andrew Johnson, who happens to be black and has dreadlocks. But Maloney took offense and said the wrestler would be disqualified unless he cut his hair. And I'm talking right then, right there. Johnson and his coaches protested, but then had a trainer give him a quick cut. Well, the case went viral, and it was obvious the official was not enforcing any rule, but playing to his pea-brained biases. Well, the Putz ref's been suspended and will not be eligible to be reinstated for 2 years. This is according to the Jersey Interscholastic Athletic Association, and the Jersey State Attorney General verified that it was determined it was discrimination. Maloney is a dipwad. Well, the hoodie actually cut Brown. This guy is out, so justice has been served. So I think I have an easy winner. Former Yankee right-hander Domingo Herman is now taking a permanent residence in our Crunch Time Tool Shed. Well done.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.